joined by Kay's manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 1-0 win over Chipstead in the Surrey Cup. Alan, was that as close as the scoreline suggested?
I think we had one shot, didn't we? We had a couple of off chances and all that, you know. It was a typical game. You know, we've got some players out there who haven't played for a long time, and the game put some young kids in. They'll learn by the experience. I think we had a younger side out as well, I think. Games wise, not being a crowds back, but it's important that we do use these cup games at the minute. And that's five games unbeaten now, so we can look on that as a bit of a positive. And another home win. So, yes. I think probably could have won by more, to be honest, but at the same time, you know, lads will need the games, and the ones who did need games got them in eight, and that's the only thing that matters, to be honest.
In the second half particularly, after the substitutions, apart from Wayne Finney, it was a very, very young back four, very inexperienced. I thought they did very well.
I thought Dumas, who was just turned 17, I think he is, and then playing the youth team, I thought was excellent. I thought he'd come on excellent. Robber was steady. Wayne Finney was a good example, I thought, tonight. I thought he exampled it well. And then, yes, young Tom Dillowey again, just come out of youth team football last year. It's great, really, and it's good for the future. We've got a lot to learn, of course, ahead, but at the same time, they've just been a Raymond side, you know, and they've been another Raymond side in the last round they did. So it's good future, and you look and you think, okay, we've got a squad now, and we've also got youngsters coming through, and that's what I like. I like the young kids coming through because it means a lot to them. Like I say, most of our sides here, what we've put together, they've been through local lads, you know, like Berber, Gerard, and all that, Bobby Traynor, the people who are local. And, you know, I want that. I want the youths coming through. And you can tell Aidan Withers, sitting next to me, who's had a big part to play for these young lads. I'm proud as anything, I'm proud of them. And it's good, and, you know, it's good for the future.
Craig Mullin was man of the match against Leighton a few weeks ago. I thought he gave another good account of himself today up front.
You don't know, he's. He worked hard. I can do better, to be honest. I really do think he's got it in him. He's signed a contract today. He's signed his first contract with the club for this year and next. We're delighted to have him. He's only a young kid. He's just turned 17. He's got a lot to learn. I'm sure he will learn a lot. And, you know, we're pleased with him. Carl Dennis done well in the first half, but obviously he's got a game Saturday. And he's done fairly well, you know.
And what about up front as well, Adam Thompson? Another option for you?
No, I played in a game about 10 years ago. I played in a game, Thomas scored in the first 8 seconds of a game, and he played a few games centre forward, like, you know, and you can certainly back his big fat horse and centre horse he can. But he wanted to have a run about tonight, and I thought, he'd be fine. He can play up there, believe it or not. He can play as a big strapping lad, and he can play up there, but he'll be back at centre half on Saturday, I think.
You played a slightly stronger team than you did against Leighton. A few more first teamers were playing today. Is that a reflection on the competition itself?
Not at all, no. I want to win every game. And maybe as if we were mid-table or struggling at the bottom, we'd pile everybody in, like Liam Collins and all that, you know. But we've got to keep our best players fit. I'm not saying best players, a harsh thing to say, but we've got to pick the ones who we think are going to play every week fit, and that's the secret about these cup competitions. And use it as for how it is, to be honest. But yeah, young Maka, who... McGlashan, he was injured. Ross Chalk pulled his hamstring, so he couldn't play. Ellis Conroy's went to Walton Casuals, who was like on the fringes. He couldn't play tonight, so we had to make changes accordingly, and it had to be stronger. But you know, like those young lads, like say, come in. We will again next week when we play Hillington. So we just got to use the cup games for what they are at this minute, unfortunately. But at the same time, I want to win a lot, and we do. We pride ourselves, and you know, I'm pleased with the win, to be honest.
I don't think there's anything particularly contentious about tonight, but how do you think the officials did?
It was strange. It was a tubby fella on the far side, a bald tubby fella, where there's once I'm looking for an offside, and he's actually behind having a burger having chips from the fan. So I think the FA's got to look at that, to be honest, like, you know, and he's running up and down for burger in his hand. I think it was Dodd or something like that. I think we're calling him Dodd anyway. He looked like flicking Ken Dodd, never mind. But I think it's Gary Dodd, the lad he was called, and he's running up and doing. And the fourth official, you know, was calling him Dad, so something wrong there, and all that, you know. But apart from that, I thought they were excellent. I thought they were absolutely fantastic, and obviously the burger chairman's delighted because he's had seven burgers in the second half there, so the burger sales went up as well, so delighted for him.
And how close are some of these youngsters to breaking into the first team, do you think?
I love young players coming through. Like I say, we all like him. Hamsey loves young players coming through. Martin Taylor loves young players coming through. But it's been a long time because we haven't lost. You know, we're looking at a little bit of a blip at the minute, and we've one loss in 17 games in the league, flying, absolutely flying. And the blip we're having at the minute, just little tiny things we'll put right in training, and we'll put it right for Sunday. We just got to, you know, we'll be fine. But at the minute, young lads are finding hard to get in because we're winning every week and we're top of the league. And you know, it's never a right time or wrong time to play them. If they're good enough, you play them. But at the same time, when people are coming in and doing well, it's hard to put them in. But if they do well, I'll put them in, not a problem. Like we did tonight, it's the first team game tonight, and they've gotten the first team. It was the first game against Leighton, and they're playing against Hilton next week. It's the first team game, and they played. So we'll keep on doing that.
I won't ask you any more daft questions about Dean Lodge.
No, go on, crack on.
But just to ask you, he's obviously left a gap in the squad. Are you looking to sign any more players?
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm hoping to sign one by tomorrow night, to be honest, or Wednesday. We're working on things like that. I think the squad of players are good. Lack a little bit, not confidence. Confidence is the wrong word. Just, you need to get the spark back a little bit. And that comes from competition for places. And you get annoyed players, you can. And yes, if I sign two more players, then I'll be really happy with the squad. Massive blur losing Lodgy, great kid, love him a bit. Hopefully he'll have him back one day, but hopefully for his sake we won't. But yes, I am looking the same for one more. Yeah.
And we've got a big game on Sunday against Ashford. That's going to be a tough one. Is it the extra day's break? Is that going to be a good thing, not playing Saturday?
Well, it means we can go and watch games, that's for sure. We can go and watch a few games round about. And, you know, it's just, it's stacks of times ago. It's a game, and it's a game we've got to win. It's something that we should win. It'll be tough. Of course, they're all tough. You know, people saying, well, disaster got them in, but they're 10th top, 9th top, so it's not really, you know, a right disaster. It's not. We just got to get back on song again, and we will do, and we'll do it on Sunday.